sketching plus painting for ideas. Over the 4 months, Simone and Thompson concurrently worked on a series of works exploring the concepts discussed during their peer-peer sessions. Simone's paintings expanded on her ongoing metaphor of the fly and its development from larvae to pupa to fly. Thompson's sketches took on the specific topics and objects of absence, presence including tents, brains, single mothers and isolation. Click on each image below for a larger view. The Sanctuary. Over several sessions working together at the Action Space Studio in Hoboken, the centerpiece of Simone and Thompson's collaboration is the Sanctuary. They painted symbols and gestures on both sides of a large canvas to make the shape of a tent. This tent represents their idea to create a shelter for those experiencing homelessness. Following a visit to the Royal Society of Sculptors, Simone and Thompson were also inspired by the architecture and history of Dora House. In 1919, sculptor Cecil Thomas inhabited the then abandoned house during a time when was experiencing homelessness. Making it his home and studio over many years, he donated it to the Royal Society of Sculptors, now its permanent home. The studio gallery was Thomas's art studio and features an angled ceiling reflected in the sanctuary.
So it was kind of like when we started making the tent, it was like, what color should we use? And it's like, come on, just use any color and see what comes, like an experimental piece. It was the way we went about using the colors in a way that related to the subject what we were talking about. The sanctuary was to talk about homelessness and thinking about Cecil Thomas and how the gallery space relates to the subject of homelessness. Thompson Hall.
Our ideas on the sanctuary grew from concerns on the plight of homeless people without support and wanting to create a form of portable housing, something effective against the elements. This work utilized our first ideas of the tent as a safe home base, but we felt we could easily take this further and possibly create a portable suit. Our conversation around suits may have fed into other discussions on the suit generally during the 1950s, 60s, with ideas framed around masculinity and our own personal histories with our fathers. The symbols on the sanctuary represent our own layers of meaning. For me, the pupa insect as a metaphor is an unsettling motif. Insects are always around us, and as organisms they open up ideas and questions on degrees of sentience and hint at the curiousness of our own existence in the world. With the unconscious at play, symbolic circles as targets bear resemblance to the WWL RAF roundels. Asterisk Cecil Thomas had been a soldier and later worked in intelligence in the First World War. Simone Kennedy.
The suits. Early on in their conversations, Thompson and Simone discussed their shared experience of growing up without a father. Simone's father was a tailor, and Thompson recalled his grandfather trading in his Ghanaian robe for the European suits to fit in with English society. These discussions evolved into looking at the men's suit as a language for the absent father figure. Each artist worked independently on making suits in response to their absent fathers.
I suppose the suit came about through me looking at my own personal history and having that father figure not in my life. It's like where any child that's grown up like that, they get constantly asked questions about their families, and there might be certain elements that they may find uncomfortable to explain to other people. Some people might be persistent at saying, "What about your dad?" That could be very awkward and very hard for that person to explain why that happened in their lives, so we need to learn to be a bit more compassionate and understanding. It's a tricky subject for that person to talk about, maybe we shouldn't really keep questioning them, you know. Thompson Hall.
My father had a love for fine fabrics. Plaid is another metaphor for transformation, interweaving ideas on order, integration and intensity through color. These elements are specific to the meaning of the idea. The fly suits work as units of twinning mother, daughter and father, daughter and bring in a form of shadow play inferring a psychological space which represents a fluctuating selfhood, through pattern, entanglement, and order. I utilize the brain as a primary motif in my work and reimagine states of being through forming personalities influenced by characters. I also think about ideas on a pre-linguistic realm and use the brain as a platform for fragmentation, splitting, separation and absence, presence. Simone Kennedy.
Figures and hearts. Working independently on the themes of absence, presence during the collaboration, Thompson created a series of scroll-like paintings titled Anonymous Figures, and Simone created several intricate sculptures from found objects. Thompson painted an eerie shadow-like figure on various materials that included plastics, fabrics, and even a repurposed scarf given to him by Simone. He wanted these looming figures to be installed in the gallery like an anonymous crowd.
The shadowy figures is more or less on that same theme, you know, having someone missing in your life. How does it feel to grow up with something missing in your life? The anonymous figures, it's being absent, and the shadowy figures sort of like kind of represent the same as the suits, but in a different kind of form. Thompson Hall.
Simone Series continued her practice of transforming found materials through intricate intervention, including wrapping objects in thread material. She titled One Heart Attack and Another One Heartbroken. A small doll wrapped in shiny silver thread looks in motion with hands for feet, is titled The Escapologist, and the final sculpture is a small adorned rabbit foot.
This work focuses on an imagined moment in time where my father experienced a fatal heart attack. I thought about the intense impact inside the body, and replicated visually what I thought it might feel like with pressure points, worms, and sensory threads encased in a structured framework. The relative of heart attack is heartbroken, a work focused on emotion perhaps through loss of the mother, father, or broadly mothering. Grieving sits inside a circle representing the cycle of life and infinite loss. A rabbit's foot as a talisman for good luck links to childhood memories of holding onto something safe. The raw emotions of a child pick up on ideas and feelings of magic and hope, which become embodied in the charm of the object. Simone Kennedy.